Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to a review of, or at least a partial review of, the book of Revelation. This is Revelation Review, highlights number one. This is episode number 96 in the book of Revelation. Number one, Revelation is an apocalypsis. That is an uncovering and showing. And that is, it is a revelation of Jesus by Jesus. Number two, there is something for me here. There's something that God wants me to know now and probably to do now because of what he shows us in the future. So there's something to do here because of what will happen there. And in that way, Revelation is one of the most practical books of the Bible. Number three, Revelation is a book best approached humbly. So either you're going to be humble at the start of it, or you'll be humble at the finish of it. There's really no plan B in the attitude department. Revelation, a book that brings out humility. Number four, Revelation is either true or it is not. And if it's, let's say it's not. So this is all made up. If Revelation is false, then we are the most pitied people. We are the most deceived. We are the sorriest group of Decepticons on the planet. But if Revelation is true, then we are the most loved and we are the most prepared. And we have been given the greatest gift of a heads up in history. Number five, we know the future. We know the future. So, you know, there's a TV and movie technique of time travel. Well, if you could go back to, let's say, 1970, you know, what would you do? Say, well, I'd buy Apple stock. Well, why is that? Because you know the future. You know the future that Apple is going to be it's going to go up a jillion times and it's going to be a successful stock. So because you know the real future, it's going to affect your real present back in, whatever, 1970. So similarly, we know the future as Christians, and it should dramatically profit us. It should profit the way that we live now. So we know Jesus is coming back. We know evil's real, but it's temporary. And we know that he's got a home for us and a home for himself. So what we know is going to end up being valuable and should therefore have a value now. We've been given this ultimate heads up of all eternity. So it's like knowing the final score and betting on the activity of the game appropriately when you already know exactly what's going to happen. So we know the future. Number six, Revelation is the greatest testimony to God's sovereignty. God's sovereign train is running right on time. Number seven, Revelation is a book of blessing. It starts with a blessing. It ends with a blessing. There are five more specific blessings in between, besides the general one that I just talked about. The first one in chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and keep what is written in it, for the time is near. So keeping the prophecy means to protect it, guard it, and retain its value and treat it like it's valuable. So let's do that. Number eight, Jesus is coming back. And because of this, a good response is to live our lives to love his appearing. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, there is a crown, this is Paul talking, there's a crown which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. So Paul is going to get an award, and not only to me, but to all who loved his appearing. And I think it's a great response to the book of Revelation, as we hear about his second coming, his appearing, his final appearing, and we should be acting and have the attitude of people that love his appearing. Number nine, meantime, Jesus, in the meantime, where can I find Jesus? Where can I find him today? Well, before all the future stuff that happens in Revelation, starting in chapter four, before all that happens, he talks to seven churches in a very specific way about current, real, and active churches. So where do we find Jesus? You know, it's the where's Waldo? Well, we find Jesus in a church, in the midst of the church, and you will find him in the midst of a church. So you can find Jesus in beauty or excellence or in nature or in music, but where does Jesus actually say that he is active, interceding, and convicting? It's in the midst of the churches that he loves. Number 10, kind of a take-home point on the corollary to that is, if Jesus is found in the midst of the churches that he cares about, well, I should be found in the midst of his church. I should be found intimately in his church. So if you're in hospice, I'm going to give you an excuse, a pass from going to church this Sunday. Ironically, if you're in hospice, the place that I guarantee that you'll want to be in church is to be in church this Sunday. Otherwise, you should be there. So if you want the care and attention of Jesus, get to a church and then hold on for the action and activity of Jesus. And I want to exhibit the care. If I want to exhibit the care and attention of Jesus, get to a church and hold on to his people. They'll be knuckleheads, just like always. It'll be a difficult run, but that's what Jesus is doing. So if you want to see Jesus most clearly, likely you'll have to be involved with a church. If you want to experience Jesus, likely you will do so in the midst of a church, because it is the place that we know he's there. So if your prayer is for Christ to be the center of your life, then for sure you're going to, you know, want to know what's important to the Lord, and that should be what's important to you. So if you want to find God, look in the midst of his people. Place yourself alongside the people that God has placed himself alongside of. And go stand in the middle of those who God tells us, literally and figuratively, that he stands in the middle of, in the midst of. And listen from the place where God speaks as loudly as a trumpet, and that is in the midst of the churches. So where is that amazing place? That's the church. It's the literal, local, knucklehead-filled, imperfect church. Yep, in the pews this Sunday. So let's beg for Jesus in the middle of his church. Those are the top 10, at least to start. Come back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.